Text numéro 12. Britain's drinking problems. The British relationship with strong drink, which might be even more tangled than the American one, has taken a new twist. London is to experiment with the sobriety tax, for which much success has been claimed in the United States, where the bracelets are known by the acronym SCRAM, or Secure Continuous Remote Alcohol Monitoring. Those committing minor crimes in which alcohol has played a part will be barred from drinking for up to 120 days in a pilot program employing the alcohol-detecting anklets, which have been modelled by celebrities like Lindsay Lohan and Tracy Morgan. The target of the tags is a much-reviled member of British society, the binge drinker. He, or quite often she, stands accused of turning the centres of British cities and towns into no-go areas on Friday and Saturday nights as he vomits, fights and falls over, often at the same time. At first, the blame was put on Britain's restrictive drinking hours, said to force people into consuming vast amounts of liquor before the pubs closed. In 2003, the government relaxed the hours amid much talk of Britain's adopting a continental culture, in which drink was supposed to be seen as an agreeable complement to a relaxing meal. But the binger did not suddenly sit down and call for an interesting chablis to accompany his entree, then venture a view on existentialism. Instead, he, or she, seems inconveniently to have relished the increased opportunity for binging. As a police chief constable put it last year, the cafe culture was an entirely legitimate experiment, but I don't think it's worked. Oddly, though, there is still an aspect of continental culture that has been adopted by the binge drinker. However much lower the British temperature might be, in winter or summer, the men stroll about between pub and bar in short-sleeved shirt, and the women match them in dresses more suitable for Barcelona than Bolton. But that is a minor curiosity. The major one is to do with class. For the ruling classes have always been quite as heroic binge drinkers as the lower orders. One classic example is Winston Churchill, who, though it has been exaggerated, drank steadily through the day, night and World War II, including the occasional glass of hock with breakfast. The other is the university drinking clubs of Oxford and Cambridge. Indeed, British history floats on a sea of booze, for example, when beer was safer to drink than water in times of cholera. Despite the view that SCRAM has had a transformative effect on alcohol-fuelled crime in the US, the subsequent career of Mrs. Lohan does not inspire complete confidence. Adapted from the International New York Times, August 2014.